The bag limits for deer hunting near Petersburg are among the most restricted in the region because of low deer numbers. To help track the local population, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game has documented deer pellets on Mitkoff Island and Lindenberg Peninsula in Portage Bay on Kuprinoff Island. In addition, since 2013, the state has been doing aerial alpine surveys in late July and early August. Biologists fly the areas and count all the deer they see. And the numbers of deer they've seen in the last 4 years has tripled.
So that part looks pretty good.
Rich Lowell is the area management biologist for Fish and Game.
We're really optimistic about this alpine survey technique.
Lowell says there are two reasons why they could be seeing a population increase with deer.
One, we've had 3 mild winters in a row, and obviously that helps with deer survival through the winter. And then we, over the last few years, have encouraged trappers to step up their wolf trapping efforts, and so that has reduced predation on deer as well.
But is seeing more deer in the alpine representative of the population as a whole? That gets a little tricky.
Not all deer are seasonally migratory. Some stay at low elevation, others move up to the alpine in the summer and drop back down. And so, you know, we don't know what proportion of the population is migratory or non-migratory. So there's a lot of research work to be done there.
Managers are trying to standardize the surveys as much as possible. They fly each area 5 times at the same time of day, the last 2 hours of daylight, and preferably during similar weather conditions. Another way to track the local deer population is through harvest data. Last year, there were increases in the harvests for Mitkoff, Kuprinoff, and Zarembo Islands.
If you make more deer and you have more deer out there, then people are going to harvest more deer. And so the trend looks promising.
When you add the aerial surveys and the harvest numbers to anecdotal reports from hunters, the outlook is good, says Lowell. But any change to bag limits would have to wait until the Board of Game meets in January of 2019.
The other thing is, you know, we want to make sure that this population is headed in the right direction and increasing enough that we're prepared to liberalize the season length or the bag limit.
The deer hunt on Mitkoff and part of Kuprinoff closest to Petersburg closes on October 31st. It continues on Zarembo, western Kuprinoff, and other parts of the region. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.